Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPL Dean and today you're here for Game Week 36, my top transfer tips ahead of the coming deadline on Saturday afternoon. Yes, there is no early kickoff this week and there's no normal deadline actually for the rest of the season. So get excited. The following week it's Friday night and then it's a Sunday in Game Week 38. Look, the triple captaincy chip is still active. I'm still wondering about what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk you through all the best moves that potentially you can make to get an upper hand ahead of the coming deadline. Without further ado, smash a like on the video, subscribe if you haven't already subscribed, and leave me a comment with your moves that you're looking at, and let's jump straight into it. Game week 36, the FDR, what do you need to know? Well, I can tell you that there is no more blanks and doubles for the remainder of the season. Yes, I can't believe it, and I'm kind of gutted that there isn't, because look, I have two chips left to play. I had the free hit in 38 and I had the triple captain in what I was hoping was going to be a double game week. And look, honestly, if it had been a double game week, it would have been amazing to play it on a Man City player, to potentially play it on a Wolves player. Like, all these things, they all came to consideration. Unfortunately, it doesn't make any difference at all now. All you need to know is that there is not going to be any doubles or blanks for the remainder of the season. So it's a straight shootout. Three game weeks, everyone plays every single game week. Now, I would say that probably you might want to be dodging a few of the FA Cup teams in game week 37, because I think, realistically, are they going to perform that well? I'm not 100% sure. So Man City and Crystal Palace, I'm not sure if you really want their assets in 37. Also, there could be rotation risks, particularly with the Europa League ongoing. Now, Arsenal, see you later. They are gone. They are gonzo. I'm not sure what that means for their assets, to be honest. I don't know if they're going to get rotated. I honestly don't know. Like, maybe we'll see a reserve team against Southampton now in game week 38. It's all going to be about rotation between now and the end of the season, and players and teams that have just packed it in for the season. Look, there's not much to know other than the fact that you're just going to have to ride the bumps and hope that eventually you pick some differentials that are just going to absolutely pop, like a Kevin Sharda in game week 35. That's what you want to be targeting in game week 36 and beyond. The assistant managers of table mates. Now, lots of people are going to be activating their assistant manager chip this week, or they activated it last week. Look, I can't recommend any of these table bonus managers this week. They are no good. They are honestly no good. You've got Kieran McKenna, who's probably got the best bet against Brentford. Now, Brentford had just beaten up on the promoted teams all season long. Could you realistically see them getting anything in this game? I don't think you can. So for that reason, I don't think McKenna's a very good option. Then we look at Ruud van Nistelrooy. Against Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest have been poor of late. There's no denying that. Their expected goals conceded and their expected goals scored is like bottom four at the moment. So, like, they're on a par with Leicester. Maybe Leicester can possibly get something out of this game. Maybe the Vardy party goes, this is the game I'm going to get 200. I don't think so. Honestly, I'm sorry, Ruud. I'm sorry, me. I can't see a result here, so I wouldn't be going there. Then it's Rusk versus Manchester City for Southampton. Look, this is what FPL thinks of Rusk. They still haven't given him a face, and he's been in the game now for, I think, three or four game weeks. I'm not sure. Let me know in the comments how many he's been in here. But they obviously don't like him. So can you recommend Rusk? No, you definitely can't recommend Rusk, and I wouldn't be going there either. The assistant managers I would be going with, though, these are the two. Now, I've just talked about Leicester City and Nottingham Forest playing like a bottom four side at the moment, which they are. But I still think with Leicester City coming to them at home and knowing that this is a must-win game for them if they are going to qualify for the Champions League at the end of the season, Nuno's just got to win this. And I think Nottingham Forest, surely this is the week where they keep a clean sheet. Like, so many people are going to be making a defensive transfer this week, bringing in a Sells, bringing in a Milinkovic, bringing in a Nana, bringing in a Nico Williams, maybe even bringing in a Murillo, who knows. I can't see Leicester beating him. Surely Nottingham Forest just win this game. So for that reason, a lot of people will already be potentially tripled up on Man City. Nuno might be the manager for you. Because I just don't think table bonus is the way to go this week with the assistant manager. I think you should just be playing it safe. And then if you want the no banker, I mean, if you want to know why Pep Guardiola and Man City have been so poor this season, just look at this photo that has been uploaded. He's wearing a Puma jumper and he looks a bit raggled. I don't even know. I think I just made that word up, raggled. Frazzled? That's the word I'm looking for. look, against Southampton, it's going to be... It's just a matter of how many goals Manchester City are going to score. Look, if Erling Haaland plays, you would hope that they're going to try and get him into some form between now and the FA Cup. And I honestly think that he will play. Obviously, we have to wait till Friday to hear from Pep Guardiola, but he's definitely... I think that's where I go. That's honestly where I think I go. So on to the most transferred in and out players of the game week. And look, this is where it gets interesting. This is where you can see people starting to take punts, going, I want to make my team a bit different because I'm chasing rank. Maybe you're chasing your mini league leader at the top. I'm not sure. But look, you don't have to look too far to realize that it's that time of the season where people are taking punts. We're going to start with the top transferred out player, Saka. As we know, he did actually start last game week, but he was disappointing. And is he going to get anything as Liverpool? I think the answer to that question is a big fat no. So for that reason, Saka just needs to go. I don't mind that transfer at all. Mo Salah, second most transferred out player this week. Obviously not the most amount of transfers, but look, some people are just taking him on. Honestly, he's still going to be on for the records. It's just a matter of whether the other Liverpool players show up to actually get him the ball. I think Salah's fine. I wouldn't be selling him. I still think he's actually a really good captaincy option the next two game weeks. After this week, I wouldn't be captaining him against Arsenal. I wouldn't be so confident in that. Mateta makes so much sense. He's no longer on penalties, and he just has been poor. Honestly, he's been poor since the injury in the FA Cup, and he's come back, and he's just kind of let owners down. He let me down. I'm glad that I'm rid of him, and I'm glad I have Wissa instead. Jacob Murphy is a player that potentially, in fact, I'm almost 100% certain he will be leaving my team this week. I can't be putting up with 57 minutes on the right-hand side and getting subbed stupidly early every game week. I think for that reason, a lot of people will be selling him. It makes sense. Luis Diaz, as I said, rotation risk. He was obviously benched last week. And trying to pick who's going to start up top between now and the end of the season for Liverpool is anyone's guess. If you're Arnie Slot, maybe you're making these moves. If he's got an FPL team, probably try and work out which one it is and see who he's bringing in each week, because that's probably who's starting. Isak, I understand this, and this is a move that potentially I might make. Isak to Wood or Isak to Haaland. It's just a matter of where I want to go. Do I want to triple up on City? What kind of triple up do I want? Am I then concerned about what happens in game week 37? Yes, I'm very concerned about what then happens in game week 37. But taking on Isak, I think, makes a lot of sense, particularly Chelsea this week and then Arsenal away. The next 2 weeks, I'm free hitting back in for game week 38 with Everton at home, 100%. But the next 2 weeks, I think potentially you can take Isak on. Strand Larsen, yellow flag, probably needs to go. There's better options this week, 100%. Marmoush, that's an interesting one. I still expect him to start. Now, Man City play on Saturday. Sunday. I can't remember which one it is, actually. I've just thrown that out. You'll have to double check. Let me know what it is in the comments. Then they play in the FA Cup on the Saturday next week. So that's a week in between games, roughly. And then they play on the Tuesday, which is 3 days after the FA Cup final. Then they obviously play on the following Sunday in game week 38. Now, there's going to be rotation. We're trying to pick which players are going to start and which ones are going to be benched is anyone's guess. Only Pep knows. Again, if you know what Pep's team is, check what he's moving, which players are moving in and out. That's probably who's starting. Bruno Fernandes, we've already seen. He got benched last week. He's been benched, actually, the last two game weeks. I think he's 100% sell. Man United, Touchwood, are going to make the Europa League final. And I think for that reason, you just avoid him until the end of the season, if I'm being brutally honest. Julian Timber, yellow flag, probably needs to go. Saliba, I mean, Arsenal are not keeping a clean sheet probably this week. They're probably not keeping a clean sheet next week. 38, you'd back him in. Until then, see you later. Rashford, gone for the season, so that's an easy sell. Raya, a ditto, what I just said about Saliba and Timber. João Pedro suspended, needs to go. Watkins, I'm surprised about this one. I would actually argue he's probably one of the better forwards to be bringing in. I'm surprised he's actually in the top 20 for going out. Barnes, that makes a lot of sense. Newcastle, that rotation risk with that midfield just makes a lot of sense. Munoz, I don't get this one. I honestly don't get this one. Munoz starts literally every game for Crystal Palace, and they've got actually some pretty good fixtures in terms of him actually getting potential attacking returns. So I'm not sure. He's definitely not being sold for me. Palmer is an interesting one. He appears in both lists. I don't understand why Cole Palmer's being sold anymore. He returned last week. He actually looked really good against Liverpool. And I'm telling you, I'm actively weighing up whether to transfer him in game week 37 and captain him against Manchester United, who are definitely going to be worried about, hopefully, the final the following week. If they're not, then maybe I'm not bringing him in. Rodgers, I don't get that one either. Honestly, I get people get frustrated with him, but as soon as you sell him, he ends up returning. And Matoma, yellow flag, makes sense. Now, Kevin De Bruyne, I'm not so sure about Kevin De Bruyne. I feel like if there's a game that he's going to miss, it's the Southampton game. I don't know why. I've just got a feeling, and it's honestly my own narrative. I don't know why I think this, because of the gap in games, as I just talked about before. But he's going to miss a game at some point. I can't see him missing the Bournemouth game at home. I can't see him missing the final game of the season. So for that reason, that's why I think he misses this game. He's either missing this game or he's not playing the FA Cup final from the start. And I think you'd play him in the FA Cup final from the start rather than this game. That's just my personal feeling. Again, let me know what you're doing. Are you one of those people taking a risk on Pep Roulette? And are you bringing in Kevin De Bruyne? Gvardiol, that makes a lot of sense. He's just been brilliant. And Wissa and Mbeumo, I mean, I've got them both. I've had them both the last couple of weeks. And Mbeumo's been slightly disappointing, but Wissa has been absolutely popping. He's definitely the best forward to buy this week. He's better than Chris Wood, who does come in there next. Cunha and Aitnori, I'm surprised, so surprised that they are so highly owned this week. I don't really get that one, if I'm being brutally honest. Yes, they've got Brighton, easier fixture. I'm actually probably playing for Bruggen against Wolves this week, and I'm expecting him to do better than Raya. So I don't know if that's a sign that I expect Wolves to score less than Liverpool, but that's just my opinion on that at the moment. Bowen is still a great buy between now and the end of the season. He's great. Whenever West Ham score, he's involved. Alanga, I really like him as a punt this week, and it's between him and Sade, who comes in for Jacob Murphy for me. Alanga over the next 2 weeks, you would argue, has got better fixtures than Brentford, but Brentford beat up on teams. And Kevin Sharder had the most big chances last week. He had 3 of them, scored 2 of them, only missed 1. He scored 2 headers as well, so I don't know if that's sustainable, though. Marmoush, that makes a bit of sense. You do want to cover that Manchester City tack, especially when they're playing Southampton. Sells, probably the best goalkeeper to buy this week by country mile. Ruben Diaz, if you want to just avoid the Pep Roulette and hope that Diaz and Gvardiol start all their games in defence, which makes a lot of sense to me, I think that's quite a good move. Milenkovic is definitely, I'm surprised that he's actually down here. I thought he would be higher up above like the likes of Aitnori and Ruben and stuff like this, but apparently he's not. Maybe people are losing faith in Forest defense. Palmer makes a lot of sense. It is time to start bringing that man back, and I don't mind that at all. Aino is probably better to own than Nico Williams. He looked really good. But Nico Williams got the assist. So again, it's just a matter of budget, I suppose. Aino's 5.2, Williams is 4.5. It's up to you. Collins, I still think, is a really good shout if you're looking for attacking potential. But yeah, Flecken as well. I wouldn't be going for attacking potential. I don't think Brentford keep a clean sheet at Ipswich, if I'm being brutally honest. So it is about attacking potential. Gibbs White, if you're after a 90-minute man, he's probably better than Alanga. But I think Alanga's better in terms of actually getting you a goal. And then Eze, if you really want to take a risk, you can go on to him, but I wouldn't be recommending it this time of the season. So the best goalkeeper buyers this week, I mean, there's 2 players, right? And these 2, I would expect both to keep a clean sheet. They've got the highest odds of a clean sheet this week. It's Edison for Man City. 1.17 expected goals conceded per 90, which is pretty good. He's had 8 clean sheets now. He's only 5.2% ownership. 5.3 million. I mean, there's not much. There's 0.1 million between these blokes. So I don't think budget's going to be an option if you are moving Raya. They're both cheaper than him. Sells obviously has Leicester at home, West Ham away in the next 2. Arguably probably better fixtures in the next 2 for Sells and Edison. Plus, the way Forest play, they concede a lot of shots. So that means that Sells has probably got more likelihood to get save points. For that reason, he's also already kept 13 clean sheets this season. He's pretty elite, but that XG C is going up per 90. It's now up to 1.34. So they are getting worse defensively, but can he keep clean sheets this week? I'm not sure. So the best defenders to buy and sell this week, and Milenkovic is back to being number one, baby. Yeah, look, I just think that, yes, he might not have the same, like, Forrest have been off, let's be honest, but their defenders are definitely the best to buy this week by country mile. They're value for money, and you would expect them to keep a clean sheet. Milenkovic at 5.2 mil. I still think he's the pick. And I think that potentially they can bully that Leicester defense on corners, which makes Milenkovic probably the best option. Aina comes in front of Williams, but if budget's an option, you'll definitely go Williams over Aina. Again, they all offer the same thing. The fixtures are just so good for Forest defensively. I mean, the Chelsea in 38 is probably not ideal, and for that reason, I don't know if you really want to double up on them. But if you did, I mean, you could just sell one of them in game week 38 if you wanted, but I just feel like defensive transfers at this time of the season are quite fraught with danger, so just keep that in mind. Then it's Gvardiol and Ruben Diaz. I think they're both fantastic options. They're pretty much safe from Pep Roulette as well, which is what you want at this time of the season. Gvardiol, obviously, if he's back in that left-hand spot because Nico Riley had a fairly poorish game against Wolves, then he's looking amazing because he's going to get forward, and then that goal threat from Gvardiol and that potential return from an attacking sense really goes back up. And we've seen him from left-back before. He had a run at the end of last season where he got a goal every game. felt like he was getting a goal every game. So for that reason, I really love him there. Ruben Dias, not quite as attacking as you can see there from the numbers. But when he starts, Man City are much better defensively. So again, I would argue that they're probably going to keep two clean sheets over the next 3 weeks. It's just 37. That Bournemouth game could be problematic. It is just a matter of whether you want to weigh the risk and have three City players or two. Then Collins, I think, if you just want to take a bit of a punt, he's probably the bloke you take a punt on. He could get an attacking return. He's actually really undervalued, and he could be an absolute dark horse, and I really love him there. In terms of defender sells, mate, just get rid of any Arsenal defender you have in your team. They are not keeping a clean sheet between now and game week 38, and then you hope they play in game week 38. Honestly, Saliba at his price, 6.6 million, and Timber at 5.6, they both just need to go. I mean, if you've got a Kvyat, oh my God, I can't even say his name. I'm going to try it again. If you've got one of him, you'd probably just keep him, place him last man on the bench. Then it's just Liverpool fire sale, mate. Just get rid of Trent. Honestly, see you later. Good riddance. Real Madrid, I don't know what they're getting them. They're getting a really good right foot, but they're getting a bloke that can't defend. One of my favourite moments this season was watching him get absolutely rinsed by Dalot and taken off. Look, unfortunately, the good news is if you are deciding to hold Trent, he does come off early, and I don't even know if he'll start now that he's announced his move. Surely they just play Bradley the last three games, because the Liverpool fans are going to be, half of them are going to be loving him and want to give him a send-off. The other half probably want to be baying for his blood. Who knows? Let me know if you're a Liverpool fan in the comments what you think of Trent Alexander-Arnold leaving. Then Virgil and Kanate. Kanate actually got rotated out last week, so I would expect that probably to happen a couple of times between now and the end of the season. Virgil van Dijk, exempt from rotation, but they just look so much weaker when they start mucking around with the defence, and we saw that last week against Chelsea, so I'd be expecting that to be pretty similar theme between now and the end of the season. So again, that's problematic. And then Pedro Porro, how do people still have this bloke? Just get rid of him. Get rid of him. If you're not a dead team, sell him this week immediately. Honestly, he's not doing anything between now and the end of the season for you. Midfielder buys and sells. And look, it's the same front two as it was last week. Bryan Mbeumo and Jarrod Bowen are still the two best players to buy in the midfield as far as I'm concerned. And Mbeumo's actually probably the standout captaincy choice on paper this week, I think. And it's still where my triple captaincy is in my team. He's just great. He has been underwhelming a little bit in terms of XGI of late. And look, he only was involved in about 0.19 XGI on the weekend. And Brentford had over 2.5 expected goals in that game. Like, that's really low. Whistle was obviously much better. Sade was obviously much better. But again, really good assets to own. Bowen, he's just fantastic. Every time West Ham score, he is involved. He is a great option. There's a lot to love there. Alanga is the dark horse. Now, his minutes have been a bit of a problem, but he's shot up. He should have scored against Palace, let's be honest. It was a pretty poor finish, to be fair. But with those two fixtures up next, if it's not Chris Wood, it's going to be Alanga that's scoring the goals. So I just really like him, especially for the next 2 weeks. And I'm really weighing up whether I want Alanga for Jacob Murphy, or if I want Sade for Jacob Murphy, or if I want to just bring them both in and play a five-man midfield and hope that they both go absolutely ham and then just bench Isak. I mean, that sounds absolutely mad when you think about it. But I do have two free transfers, and I'm trying to work through what I'm thinking about. And it's going to be one of these two, 100% in for Murphy. I'm just not sure which one at the moment. Then it's Kevin De Bruyne in front of Savinho. Now, lots of people are probably thinking, why the hell have you got Savinho on this list? As I said, I still think Kevin De Bruyne gets benched in one of these games. And I feel like if I was just Pep, I would just be benching him against Southampton. You're not going to need him against Southampton. They concede a lot of goals down the right. Marmoush didn't look overly good on the right, which makes me think that Savinho is a really good chance to come in here, potentially with Haaland. And if that's the case, there could be lots of points on offer. So, I don't know. I feel like Savinho, maybe I'm doing him a bit stiff by having him sixth instead of fifth, and De Bruyne fifth instead of sixth. But it's Pep Roulette. It is a gamble. If you're bringing in one of those two players, they're great players to buy if they play. If they don't play, they're horrible players to buy, because they're either coming on for 1 point or they're not playing at all, as we saw last week. Then a midfielder sells. It is Saka, number one, man. He's just got to go. The fixtures are what concerns me. Liverpool away, are you really going to do anything there on the back of losing in the Champions League and feeling a bit flat? I don't think so. Maybe they go a bit better at Newcastle at home. Again, I'm not so sure. Game week 38, though, I love him. But the next 2 weeks, he's just a recommended sell. Jacob Murphy just needs to go. He just keeps on being too much of a minutes risk, and he's not scoring at the moment. The last 3 weeks have been ultimately very disappointing to be a Jacob Murphy owner. So for that reason, I think he's just got to go. Is Marley Assar, I mean, game week 33 actually for Jacob Murphy was okay, but game week 34 and 35 were bad. So the last two, horrible. Is Marley Assar, ditto, he was great in the FA Cup, but he has not been transferring that form to the league for at least like the last four game weeks. He's an easy sell, and I think they're going to be worried about that FA Cup, right? They're not going to be going as hard because they won't want to be getting injured and missing it. So for that reason, Palace assets in general are sell, which is why I wouldn't be... That's why Eze is not on here. I think there's still better players to sell than that. Luis Diaz, as I said, he comes in at number four. Too much rotation risk there. For that reason, he also has to go. I mean, he got benched last week. I think that's going to be either bench start between now and the end of the season. He probably starts this week, to be fair, then gets benched next week in 37 and probably starts in 38. But I can't say that with any guarantee. So for that reason, he's got to be a sell. Bruno Fernandes, I mean, I'd love if he was playing this week. I think he'd actually get really good points. I just don't think he starts. I think they're going to be worried about the Europa League. I would think that he's probably not going to start in the league between now and game week 38, if I'm being brutally honest. For that reason, he has to be a sell. Clivett has been disappointing for Bournemouth, let's be honest. Again, I just think that he is not a very good buy. He's not. I think he's almost a sell. Yes, he's on penalties, but they haven't been winning them of much of late. And Semenyo even got benched last week, so maybe it's Clivett's turn end up on the bench. I'm not sure. I just think that I don't want to be going there. So for that reason, I think he is an avoid and probably a sell as well. So the best forwards to buy this week, and look, it is my man Wissa at number one. He's 100% the most informed forward in the league. And I think for that reason, if you're weighing up between Wissa and Wood, it's got to be Wissa. Like, it's got to be Wissa. The dude has been unbelievable. Yes, I know that Chris Wood did really well against Leicester the first time round, and this fixture is at home. And look, there is probably not much between them. Ideally, you want to own them both, which is why I am also considering as one of my moves getting rid of Isak for Wood. But Wood's form has definitely tapered off. Since he got injured, he's come back and he just hasn't been quite the same. Wissa, I think the pressure's actually getting to Nottingham Forest, if I'm being brutally honest. Wissa's just been amazing, though. And that's the reason why Brentford are pushing for eighth. Wissa and Mbeumo and Sade are literally throwing them towards that eighth spot. And they're in great form, and I wouldn't be backing against him. Then it's Erling Haaland. Now, if we get news tomorrow that Haaland is going to be starting, he's number one. He's actually the best forward to buy this week because he'll be such a differential. Not many people can afford him. I've got 7.4 million in my bank, so I can afford him without having to make an extra transfer, which means I can then make another transfer for someone else. Now, in the event that Haaland is fit, I then have to weigh up whether it's worth ditching Marmoush or if it's worth ditching Isak. Or if this is where it gets tricky. This is where a minus four does come into my line of thinking, because I think I want to get rid of Isak and Marmoush, and then I still want to get rid of Jacob Murphy. But Haaland is great. If we get news that he's starting, he's 100%, he goes straight to number one. Watkins comes in at number four. Bournemouth away is not the worst fixture for him. The underlying defensive data has dropped off a little bit. And then it's Tottenham at home in 37. He's a great option in 37. I really love him here. He's actually probably the best forward to buy, I think, in game week 37. Then it's Man United away in game week 38. And if they're still chasing for the Champions League football, I think Aston Villa will go there and beat Man United, especially if they're off the back of winning the Europa League final. They're not going to care about what happens in game week 38. Cunha's a really good differential. Not many people talking about him, but the fixtures are quite nice. Two of them are at home as well against Brighton and Brentford, who don't normally keep clean sheets. And then it's Crystal Palace away, who are going to be fresh off the back of that FA Cup. He could also be a really good differential, so don't discount him. I expect him, but the problem is he going to start if Strand Larsen's back fit? Knowing that he's probably going to be moving on at the end of the season, that's a question for another time. Then we've got Evanilson, my favourite player, even Ilson, but Evanilson, because I just prefer calling him that. Aston Villa at home, I think, is actually okay fixture for him. Then it's Man City away, which again, I don't think that's going to be red because they're going to be off the back of the FA Cup. And then he's got that amazing fixture at home against Leicester in game week 38. Again, Bournemouth has still got something to fight for as well, so I really like him as a punt. And then in the cells, it's easy recommending, really. João Pedro, obviously suspended, just needs to be sold. Mateta has been underwhelming. The FA Cup's there coming up. The minutes are not secure. He's no longer on penalties. He is an easy sell as well. Raul Jimenez, I mean, Fulham have just been disappointing, to be truthfully honest. They are definitely falling off the pace for the European places. They're probably going to finish about 10th now, I think, if I'm doing some crystal ball stuff. Welbeck has been getting the minutes, but he's like, his XGI hasn't been lying the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been overly involved. Cody Gakpo again, he's getting subs super early. Yes, he's starting, but again, that early sub is not helpful. Again, there's going to be squad rotation as well. So for that reason, I think he's a sell. And then Isak comes in at number six, because if there is a world where you are starting to punt, it's punting on against Izak, especially the next 2 weeks. I don't think they're amazing. Chelsea at home. Chelsea actually have conceded the third least amount of goals this season. So they are pretty good defensively. And then obviously they've got Arsenal who are at the top. So, I mean, yeah, it's a punt. Is it worth taking it on? I think potentially it is in game week 36 to 37. So my potential transfers for game week 36, and I do have two free transfers, and these are the four players that actively I'm looking at my squad going, who can I get rid of? Where can I make some gains? Where can I become a bit differential? And honestly, trading Raya to Sells at the start of the week I thought was an amazing transfer, but the more I think about it, the more I think there's not a hell of a lot of points in it. If I start for Bruggen against Wolves, I'm going to be backing in Brighton to probably do a job there. And therefore, it's for Bruggen. I expect him to at least get 2 points, maybe even three, like he did last week. And then Sells potentially could get bonus, I suppose. But I expect Nottingham Forest to score at least 3 goals. So that way, he's not going to be getting any bonus. And if he concedes a goal, then it's not going to be any... There's no real potential gain there. So for that reason, I'm probably not leaning towards there. Then it's Izak for Wood. That, I can see some big upside, right? I can see Chris Wood potentially popping off here against Leicester like he did the first time round. Izak's obviously got Chelsea, as I just talked about, one of the better defences in the league in terms of conceding goals. For that reason, I really like him, and I think that's a really good move. Then the other ones are very circumstantial. So, as I said, Jacob Murphy could be Kevin Sade if I go for the Haaland to Marmoush play, because obviously then money could be a little bit of a factor, and Sade, I think, potentially could be really good against Fulham as well in 37. But I'm not sure, is the honest answer. He could easily become Alanga as well, and that could be my trip up on Forest with Milinkovic, Wood, and Alanga. It's just a matter of who I think scores more points this week, really. Is it Alanga or is it Sade? And then next week, is it Alanga versus West Ham away, or is it Sade against Fulham at home? Because I'm free hitting in 38. That's what I'm weighing up. It's a very close call. It will be a card flip on the deadline stream, let's be honest. And then it's Marmoush versus Haaland. If we get news that Haaland's not starting, I'm not going anywhere near there, and then I'm probably saving a transfer. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do then. If I'm being brutally honest, Marmoush will definitely probably be starting against Southampton. So again, he then becomes a good captaincy option. But if Haaland, if we get news that he's starting, Pep's positive about it on Friday's press conference, I really like him. And for that reason, I've just got to keep my ear to the ground, really, just like you all do. So my current squad, as things stand, as you can see it there, it'll be Verbruggen starting in goal, Munoz, Guavio, and Milinkovic. Then in the midfield at the moment, I've got Mbeumo, Salah, Murphy, and Bowen, and up front I'm playing Wissa, Izak, and Marmoush. As I said, I've got 7.4 million in the bank, which is exact money to upgrade Marmoush to Haaland, and then, as I said, I could do Jacob Murphy to Kevin Sade, which I could just do for free. Like that, those could be my two moves of the week. I keep Izak, but I still really like the idea of Chris Wood. Now, if I get rid of Izak for Wood, I can then afford to upgrade Murphy to Alanga. So that's why the minus four is definitely coming into it. Now, if you are on a free hit this week, and look, free hit is fairly popular, this is where I would be going. I'll be going Leonard in goal against Everton. I expect them to be actually pretty good, but I'll be starting Sells against Leicester. Then in the defence, I'm starting Milinkovic at home to Leicester. I'm probably benching Sessegnon against Everton. Then it's Guavio and Ruben Diaz. I'd be starting both of them. I expect City to keep a clean sheet against Southampton. So that's your starting back three. Then the midfield, I'd be going with Alanga with that Leicester at home fixture, and Mbeumo with that Ipswich away fixture, Salah with Arsenal at home, Kevin Sade with Ipswich away, and Bowen with Man United away. Then up front, I'm going with Watkins with Bournemouth away, Wissa with Ipswich away, and then Haaland with Southampton at home. If I'm being brutally honest, I'm benching Salah. I'm benching Salah. He's just in there because you can afford it. But that's where I'd probably go with my benchings. That's a free hit squad. Obviously, that squad came in at 107.3 million. That's how much it would cost to build that squad. Now, not many people have that team value, so maybe you just ditch Salah and go for someone else. And in the bank, I had 0.9 million left over creating that lineup. Again, if you're on free hit, let me know. I'm intrigued to know what kind of squad you're going for, what differentials you're going for, and who potentially you're captaining this week. So that brings us to the end of my Game Week 36 top transfer tips. Let me know which players you are looking to buy, which players you've got on your chopping block. I will be back tomorrow, hopefully slightly earlier, with my team selection and final thoughts and deadline decisions ahead of the deadline. I'm then on Saturday, doing a deadline stream for 2 hours with FPL, have a beer. I'll also have a Saturday afternoon, the 3 p.m. kickoffs, when it's a blackout. I'll be having a live reaction stream as well. So make sure you join me for all of them. Before you go, smash a like on the video, subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll see you tomorrow for team selection. I have been FPL The Unit.